She's, well, odd, I would think, different to yes. other people.
Okay. If someone's very sure of his own ways and doesn't listen to anyone else, makes up his mind, and then nobody can make him change his mind, you tell him, now don't be so
self-conceited. You just think your way is right and yeah. everyone else are wrong. And I don't know what really the proper word might be for that.
Yeah, but someone, keep going.
But we do know he is different in all to
yeah.
the way
yeah. you know,
he
someone,
once was.
Someone who never gives in an argument, just insists that he's right.
Right, and everybody else is wrong.
Yeah. Would you say that he's stubborn or mule-headed or cracky or soft?
Well, he's self-conceited and thinks his way is right and everyone else are wrong.
Yeah. Would you use the word something like stubborn or...
Yes, that would be all right, because he just thinks no one else is right and his way is right.
Okay. Somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say that he's mighty?
Narrow-minded.
Okay. Or just gets mad, just like
yes,
that.
Yes, like he's quick-tempered.
Okay. You say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
Take exceptions to things
yeah.
and get, I don't know exactly maybe the proper word right this minute to use. But
he lost his temper. He,
yes,
he got,
quick-tempered. He's quick.
He just got really, what? I was just kidding him, but he
yes,
got...
he got serious about it.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody's about to lose their temper, you tell them. Now just... keep
quiet and don't get upset.
Okay, or just tell him just keep.
Well, now don't get wrought up about things. I've heard that used very often, wrought up about.
Or tell someone just to keep calm.
Calm and quiet. And
okay. So you tell someone now just.
Don't be like that.
Just keep.
Keep quiet.
Okay. If you had been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
tired.
Okay, and if you were very, very tired, you'd say that
I'm
you were...
I'm exhausted.
Or just completely...
given out.
Okay, or just completely...
worn out.
Okay, say, well, say you hear somebody's in the hospital, you say, well, he was looking fine yesterday, when was it that he...
He's changed so much, condition is much worse,
yeah,
or his outlook is so changed
yeah.
today.
Yeah, say he was completely healthy
yesterday,
completely well. All of a sudden he's in the hospital, you say, well, I don't understand, when did he...
change so and get this way, or just what
when did
happened
he
to him?
Sick, when did he...
Uh-huh. Just when did he lose out and get sick like he is today?
Okay. You say, if a person went out in the rain and then came in later and was sneezing and coughing and everything, you'd say that the person, what?
Well, they're sick. They've developed maybe...
they've what? Cold. They
have developed a bad cold or
would you use the word developed, though?
Ma'am?
Would you use the word developed, though?
Well, what? I have heard it. And probably I've said that today they're so changed, but she developed a cold or she's...
what about another word?
Cold. She caught cold or
took
she
cold or something.
Took cold, that's right.
All these, you'd say?
Well, not together. You'd say one or the other.
Yeah. I mean, they all sound...
They're the same thing.
Okay. If it affected your voice, you'd say that you were...
hoarse.
Okay. You might say, I've got a little...
bronchial trouble or some little...
And the thing you do, you've got a little...